And welcome back to Focus. We're joined in the studio by Kyle McEwen with Mercer County Better Together and also Chrissy Dixon, nurse navigator with the Mercer County Health Department. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us. Good to be here.
Good to have you guys back. And you were here a few weeks ago. We were talking about the emergency need for housing that is happening across the county and what homelessness looks like. And there is an event coming up on April 11th. Kyle, do you want to tell us a little bit about that event?
You bet. It's really geared toward the stakeholders in the Mercer County housing insecurity response system. That's really the focus of the event, I guess, for lack of a better word, because for so long, people who were facing housing insecurity in Mercer County, there wasn't a specific process, system, pathway that could help them get back to self-sustainability. We have that now. Several organizations have come together and created this pathway, essentially, this platform. And we, again, not to overuse the term collaborate or collaborative, but we would never have gotten here if not for the beautiful collaboration that's going on among these agencies, playing off each other's strengths and helping to navigate with people through that process instead of, oh, hey, here are four numbers you can call. You go figure that out. Let us know if you need something. Well, anybody can do that.
Well, and we know that system's broken.
Right.
It just doesn't get people the help that they need ultimately. So this process has really kind of helped the people that we're dealing with. And we want to get the word out to the other organizations and help make the process better.
Well, and we know that referrals can come from so many different places. Primarily, though, the agencies and the organizations that are going to be a part of this. So that's really the impetus of putting this together so that everyone involved understands the clarity of how it works, how it benefits the people we're really trying to serve, and how they can be involved.
Absolutely. So April 11th, we'll have this conversation between stakeholders in this process. And Chrissy, I did want to go back to you for a second. And something you said at our last Focus interview had to deal with, you were sometimes the first line of finding out that someone had issues with housing, that mm-hmm. did not have a place to live. When you talk to somebody, do they generally know that we're working on it, that we now have a path forward, or are they unaware of the process?
I don't think it's well known yet. I mean, it's so new.
This was really the first month.
Yeah. Yeah.
That we had a formalized process. We've been working on this, though, for a while.
We've been in progress, you know, had at least a group identified that we're all running into this housing issue for over a year. So having all of us working together, I think, is crucial, and we want to build on that. You said, you know, us being the first line of defense, but there's also a lot of other agencies in the community that are, you know, the first people that these individuals who are struggling with housing are coming in contact with. For example, the churches. A lot of times that, you know, you feel comfortable with your pastor and they might be the first one to know that there's a housing issue, or the employer, or, you know, the crisis center. So we want to try and pull all of those agencies that are kind of that first line.
They engage with
together.
Right. They engage with the people who typically are in most need. There are a few misconceptions, I think, that still remain. We've gotten, I would say, quite a ways down the road of progress to help people better understand the reality of the situation. But homelessness, obviously, and housing insecurity look different here. We've talked about that ad nauseum. It looks different here than it would be in a metropolitan area or even a suburb. But most people who are in these positions already are working. Mm-hmm. Most people who are in these positions are not actively seeking out help, financial or otherwise. And most people in these situations, to Chrissy's point, are going to be a lot more likely to mention it to a pastor or maybe someone at the YMCA or senior center, or maybe it's something through the school district where it comes up in conversation with a family. Those can be, instead of, well, let's sign you up for some kind of cold system. No, it's more of a human interaction, and to help walk with people on the path that they need to get on to help them get back to self-sustainability. And that's been the key around this whole process, helping people get back to self-sustainability. They want to be self-sustaining. Mm-hmm. That's human nature. Let's help where we can lift them up And it's been wonderful to see the clientele we've been able to help already through the process, how they've responded, how they've been able to sustain on their own. That's really the end goal.
And I think this is a really unique collaboration because we have mental health services, we have career center, you know, we just have so many
wraparound services
coming together, and healthcare, we have participants from Genesis. So just making sure that we're addressing all of those different barriers the person's experiencing in addition to the housing.
You know what sticks in my mind is that you guys are talking about people that don't have a place to live, but they do have a job.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a correlation sometimes in the past that if you don't have a place to live, it's because you're not willing to or unable to work. But that's not the case at all.
No, not the case. The
majority do have jobs.
The majority do, and that's what I was looking back to. Do we have a specific data point on that? I don't know that we have one yet, but it continues to tell the tale of, hey, housing insecurity does not look or feel like status quo would tell you. And so we need to be able to adapt our response to that to fit the true needs.
Right.
Well, it sounds like a system, like you said, Chrissy, I think everybody would agree was broken. And mm-hmm. Do you feel that this helps advance us towards a real solution and a real fix to the problem?
I think this is the way we get there, is working together and pooling our resources as best we can in order to get people the help they need. Because not one single agency is not going to be able to fix this problem. It has to be a team approach.
And Kyle, we are better together.
Yes.
Right, sir?
You got it.
All right.
No, really, it's not just about, as we build this process, it's not just about a bunch of organization reps sitting in a room going, oh, what can we do? There's a real desire for actual collaboration that I think, again, will show itself through this process, because we know, to Chrissy's point, the best of what we have, when put together, will end up finding a solution much better than any, you know, one fix, quote unquote, or a pie in the sky type response. Those are not going to be useful. We know that in smaller rural communities, what we have is our networks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those networks have power and value. And the more that we can put that to work for the people in our community who need it, the better off we'll be.
All right. Fantastic. Chrissy Dixon, nurse navigator with the Mercer County Health Department, and Kyle McEwen, Mercer County Better Together, also bringing up one more thing here. Kyle, what do you have?
Yeah. So to clarify, the event that we're holding for stakeholders in the process will be April 11th. That's 9 until 10:30 in the morning. We're going to meet over at the Mercer County Health Department on the west side of the building. Formerly, a few years ago, it would have been the Head Start program located there. But again, that's primarily intended for any entity who may be interfacing or engaging with folks who would need help in the emergency housing space. So to Chrissy's point, could be an employer, but definitely the agencies who work with folks, social service and otherwise, in the county. So we invite those folks to participate and help build this, spread the word, and make it reality.
We would love RSVPs, if at all possible, because we are planning to have some goodies there. So please call 309-574-3123 to RSVP for the event.
All right. Chrissy Dixon, Nurse Navigator, Mercer County Health Department, and Kyle McEwen, Mercer County Better Together. Thank you so much for your time today, guys. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks, Terry.
And this has been Focus.